What's happening, Stochastic basketball fans? My name is Terry McBride. Welcome to the No House Advantage Strategy Show. I'm glad I was looking in the Zoom window because our producer, Mike Lawrence, was muted in the background and I had no idea we were about to start until I happened to see him throwing up his countdown on his hands. My pal Gundacker is here with me. He's chuckling about that as well because I think he watched that entire thing happen. But we're here. We're doing it. We're live and we're ready to go. No House Advantage is the sponsor of the show today. We're going to talk through all the great picks for the No House slate. We've got a little three-gamer of basketball tonight. Not a big exciting slate. Definitely a couple pieces of news have already come down. We've got a couple interesting situations to talk about. But not the biggest slate, but it should be a fun one. So, Gun, what's going on with you, buddy? How's your day going so far? How's your week been? What's happening in life? What do you think of this basketball slate? What's going on?
Yeah, it's been a good week. Yesterday, with Judge coming back, I'm happy. And now I'm just hoping maybe we get Carlos Rodon and we no more Xander in the division, no more Verlander in the league. So things are looking up.
All pluses for sure. Yeah, the Rodon news would be fantastic. I would love to see that happen, whether it's while we're on a show to talk about it or just at any point, just want to get that dude on the team. That would be fantastic. But it's been a interesting couple of days baseball-wise, interesting couple of days basketball-wise too. You know, we've had some good action. I had an ugly night last night on that big slate. I'm not sure what exactly went haywire, but it was not my night. So hoping to turn things around with the little one today. Normally I like the meteor slates, you know, your 6-8 gamer somewhere around there, but we'll see what we can do with this one. I think there's a lot of interesting moving parts for the DFS side of things, and we'll get into that. We'll talk through everything, guys. No House Advantage, like I said at the top, the presenting sponsor, obviously, of this show. We'll get into all the specifics about them, but you guys know they have the Against the Field contest, which is what we're going to talk about the picks for here in just a sec. They've also got the Against the House contest, a little tighter on the lines, but you can win up to 20 times your entry fee over there. They've got overlay. They've got a $50 deposit match, all kinds of great stuff at No House. So make sure you're checking them out. Gun, let's dive into some of these picks to start us off. And what are you seeing as far as news goes? I know we've got no Kawhi for the Clippers. We've got a laundry list of game time decision guys for the Heat that look like a lot of them trending toward playing. But what are you seeing just overall that might create some situations here injury-wise and news-wise?
Yeah, no Kawhi, Terrence Mann, Norma Powell. So three guys that can use some guard minutes. So that might boost opportunities for Reggie, Paul George. Miami, Spoelstra has been just having a laundry list of nonsense every game. He did this last year for a long time as well. But what we do know is Kyle Lowry's out. And that's 35 plus minutes of a point guard position. He represents almost a baby triple double every night. So it might be more guard duties for Butler, Tyler Hero, Houston. Nothing extravagant. KPJ does have a GTD on him. On the Spurs, we got Jakob Poeltl still down. Kata Bates Diop down. Sochan's down. So more potential for guys like Zach Collins in that front court. You might even see Dougie McBuckets get some extra run there. MPJ still out for the Nuggets. That we're pretty much adjusted to that. And then Portland, we've got just Nas Little, Gary Payton out, and the return of Damian Lillard. So maybe we catch a break on some Simons numbers being juiced to what he was averaging without Dame. And now that Dame's back, maybe his unders look a little bit more juicy.
Yep. We see that a lot. You know, some of these moving parts come in and guys get priced into where they had been for what was previously going on. And it takes a little bit to adjust. No House does leave a lot of these meaty lines on the board for the versus the field contest. So they're intentionally setting these things up with, some broad room. And like we talk about a lot of the time, they kind of operate like salaries on some of the, super obvious ones. So why don't we start there? We'll start all the way at the top of the board. A lot of good looking unders. Somebody in chat was saying that, he's going to be taking all the unders and hoping not to chop with anybody. That was Jake Nunley in chat there. And I agree. That seems like a pretty strong approach to this one. We've got a lot of 90 and high 90 plus percenters in the unders column, and a lot of them different, like different props from different players rather than seeing like four of them from the same guy. So just off the top, we've got a PRA for Justice Winslow sitting at 20.5. We've got him projected well below that, 98.9% to go under. What do you like about the Justice Winslow PRA here?
Yeah, so I think this was a line that developed during the absence of Paul George and Kawhi. But now that Paul George is back, Kawhi's down tonight. still like what we're seeing here in this projection. For instance, we saw Winslow go from, you know, maybe 30, 35 minutes in some games to last night. I'm on the wrong team. The Portland Trailblazers.
I think everybody was with you. I wasn't going to cut you off. I was just like, hey, he knows.
I wasn't literally reading.
You sound like an asshole if I jump in there and correct you on something that I know you know and you're going to get to eventually. So yeah, I was going to let it slide.
We got time to kill in a three-gamer. Yeah.
And it was created by the Dame situation, right?
So Dame
had a big, guy. Yeah, it was a big injury guy, big star guy. It was, everybody knew where you were.
It's the Norman Powell was there and then they traded last year. With Dame back, it kind of moves everyone down a spot. So expect Dame to be a 35-plus minute player if he can go. Same with Simon. So the minutes just probably shouldn't be there for Winslow. And if they are, his involvement, his ball handling, his usage would likely take a significant step down. You also might see Josh Hart back, and he's a guy that has missed some time. So just more mouths to feed, more guys at the table, and Winslow's plate not going to be as big as it was a week ago.
Yep, and even through that stretch, I mean, just looking at the season-long numbers, 29.1 minutes a game, only averaging a 16.9 on the PRA. So he was giving you 4 points of clearance on that, on the average. We're cutting, you know, 6-8 minutes out of that, some usage out of that and everything. That seemed pretty easy bet to go down there. So I like that one a ton. Another PRA sitting right below that. We've actually got a couple of Spurs ones that we can talk through. There's two for Zach Collins, and then there's two for someone named Malachi Branham, who, despite playing NBA DFS every single day this year, I have not come across that name. I did not know that that person existed. So you can tell us a little bit about him if you know anything. But what do you think of Collins on the PRA or Branham on the PRA, and then either one on the rebounds? We've got 30.5 line on Collins PRA. Why don't we start there?
Man, this is one of those, I guess I'm not as warm and fuzzy as the 90 plus percent line, but I'm still in agreement with him projecting for the under. He's a guy that even with Jakob Poeltl down, hasn't really seen like a 30 plus minute bump or anything like that, but he is pretty productive in those minutes. But a lot of what he does productivity wise for us in DFS is the stocks, and that's not included in this PRA line. So I'm pretty well in agreement with the under here.
Yeah, PRA average for the season for him, 16, right on the nose in 19 minutes a game. He's playing a little bit more than that right now in this situation with no Poeltl, 22 a game over the last 5, 17, 22, 27, 19, kind of variable. So you could get that, you know, 17, 18 minute game. You could get into the mid 20s. But like you said, it's not like he's getting 32, 36, you know, anything approaching those numbers. And as long as he continues to not, I think on a 30.5 PRA, we're pretty clean here. That's almost asking him to double what he'd been averaging in, you know, in 19 minutes, just giving him an extra four. You know, we've got him projected at 23.2. So a lot of clearance on that one. By the same token, do you like his rebounds alone a little bit better, maybe at 9.5, give him less to do and make it, you know, specific? Or is that also kind of daunting?
I think I would just take the bigger number as a blanket. With Houston being as loose as they are in the front court, if that makes sense. We're talking two up in pace, bad defenses going at it. So plenty of missed shots. He might fluke into a double-digit rebound. So I'd rather just throw a blanket on the bigger number and take the under.
Makes some sense. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, decent rebounder, 12.7% rebounding share, 5.4 in his 19 minutes. And per 36 cents, it's 10.2. Can that be right? That's a lot. Yeah, 10.2 per 36. That's a decent rebounder right there. So I agree. Not necessarily as comfy, but, you know, by the numbers, by the math, 93%er. So it is sitting there for us. But, yeah, there could be a clear path to him finding a few additional rebounds tonight. What about this Branham guy? Do we know anything about him? Do we like the 17.5 PRA to go under? That's about 95% on our board.
He missed three games with an ankle injury when he was getting some run on December 4th, December 2nd. We're looking at 15 to 20 minutes. I would guess the only thing I would say is I hope he doesn't DNP and kind of like ruin our spot. But I think he would be in for those minutes. So 15, 20 minutes, it's the freaking Rockets. And I think that makes me uncomfortable anytime betting unders here. But 17.5, I would still lean the under here. Not as confident as the 95%, but I just don't his minutes could be extremely volatile. Like, it could be 10 minutes, it could be 28 minutes. It's tough.
Yeah. So we're just open for the lower end of that spectrum. Hope that he does actually get on the court, and then we've got a shot to get under. But it sounds like, you know, based on the game situation, the game environment, and the potentially wide open contest between two teams that are not very good, you don't really love either one of these on the San Antonio side. So let's drop down the board a little bit. We've got a couple more 90 percenters here. We could go to Nurk on the rebound, sitting at a 12 and a half. That looks like a big rebounding line for Nurk. Why don't we take a look at that one? 12 and a half rebounds for Nurk. We've got him projected to go fairly well under that. What do you think on that one?
Yeah. I mean, not only is this a down and pace spot, it's up against his old pal Jokic. So you run the risk of perhaps some foul trouble. Last time against Jokic, he did sit on 5 fouls. And that's been kind of a trend historically. So I do worry about his ability to play well above 30 minutes. And don't know that this game pace is going to be fast, super fast, to push him on, 3 rebounds over his average. So I would be leaning the under.
Yep, I think I'm with that one, and I think the number feels about right for what we know that Nurk does, the matchup, all these different things. He's averaging right around 10 rebounds in his 29 minutes a night. We're giving him 29 minutes tonight, so it seems like all the stars align on that one pretty well, and it just kind of makes sense. Let's see here, 347. Let me do a quick little piece of business. We'll knock this out and then we'll hop over and see if there's any good overs to tackle. So we've been talking about No House Advantage, the most dynamic fantasy sports platform out there today. They're doing things differently than your traditional DFS sites. Obviously, we're using these props as our entries, right? So we're picking out props. We're ranking them on our confidence ratings. You can play against the field. You can play against the house. Against the field, you're playing against guys like Galax, guys like Gundacker here, and you're putting together your card and trying to land at the top of the standings in a traditional tournament where you can win up to $25,000 in cash. There's a lot of different ways to go about it. We provide free projections. We provide free lineup builds at the site that you can just plug and play. You can use these same exact projections and percentages that Gunn and I are talking through on this show to put your lineup card together. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of people using similar picks. So it pays to be creative. Think through some of the game theory of it when you're playing up at the top. Use those really strong picks and make a little, couple variant decisions. Try and win yourself 25 grand. You can also play against the house. You can win up to 20 times your entry fee if you get all your picks right against the house. Much tighter lines against the house. You're not getting one of these, 30 and a half PRA for a guy who's going to put up a 16, but you are getting good lines and you are getting some really strong competition without having to worry about playing against the professionals, the sharks, the people who are, building out hundreds and hundreds of lineups. So it's a couple different ways to play, a couple different great ways to play. We've got projections in the lineup generator at the site. We're also offering a $50 deposit match. So make sure you're going over there. Check it out. There's a link in the description. It'll help you out with everything. Check out No House Advantage today. It's a great place to play. I'm also going to fire through the next promo here, Mikey. We've got the BetMGM risk-free promo is back. We're doing, this time around, you can get up to 2 free months of Stochastic Plus Platinum. And you can get up to a $1,000 risk-free bet when you sign up, make a deposit, and make your first paid wager at BetMGM. So this one's not a risk, not a no-brainer. It's just a risk-free, which is kind of no-brainer. The no-brainer ones are the ones where, hey, if anybody in the World Cup scores a goal, we're going to give you X if you deposit Z. This one is just saying, hey, whatever you want to go bet on, if you've got a good bet lined up to $1,000, your first bet over there is risk-free. It's going to go back into your account if you lose. So not too bad over at BetMGM. Make sure you're checking it out. Steps to get there, you create a Stochastic membership using the form below or log in if you already have a Stochastic account. So you've got to be logged into Stochastic. There's a large BetMGM button that appears after registering or logging in. Click that. That'll take you over to BetMGM's page. You've completed the necessary steps. It's a couple clicks, gang. Just go over, sign up, deposit at least $10. Your first paid bet over there is risk free at BetMGM. All right, let's dive back into the No House Advantage picks. We've got a bunch of other strong unders, but I'm going to flip to the overs real quick here because we just, I think, agree that they're more fun to talk about, Gunn. So the top over on the board is only at 86.6%, but I think it's a pretty good one. Bruce Brown on the assists, 2.5 is the line. What do you think of that?
Yeah, without MPJ on the court, with Jamal Murray on the court with him, Bruce Brown's been sitting about a 15% assist rate. This line is at 2.5. I believe he's only missed the over on this once, and it was the first game of the season. And that's a lot of with MPJ here and there, with Jamal Murray out here and there. But that makes you feel good that he's only missed it once, and it was night one. So knock on wood here, he keeps that going and gets us at least three. So I would have to agree with the over.
Yep. Yeah, I like the spot a lot. 4.5 a night so far in the season, 30 minutes a game. The assist rate's been at 21%. So like you said, you know, maybe if playing next to Murray with no MPJ, it does come down a couple of points. But I think we're still with just a 2.5 line. It just seems like we've got plenty of clearance on it. So I like that one. Next one is already slipping below 80% on the overs, but we've got a couple of Eitan Chander Memorial 3-point props here. Screwed it up that time. Jeremy Grant sitting at 1.5 at the top of the board. And then Mr. Malachi Branham again at just a half a three. We've got him projected to go well over that. So what do we think of those 2 3-pointer props?
Yeah, the Jeremy Grant one. It's certainly intriguing because he's been on fire and he's had some of his best games of his career in the last 10 games. But the common denominator is no Damian Lillard. And there's also been some positive matchups. I do wonder how much of a hit that shot volume is going to go. If you look at the first couple games of the season with Dame, there were games where he was just getting 11, 10, 13 shot attempts and shooting three or less threes. You would assume that he earned some cred to shoot these shots, but with Dame, with Anthony Simons, with Jeremy Grant, and hey, Nurkic gets the ball as well. I would be a little bit worried about his shot volume going down, but at this low of a line, I'd still slowly lean the over, lightly lean the over. Just needing him to nail two, but there's a possibility that he could just take 4 or 5 threes now instead of 10.
Yeah, and that's the concern, right? The volume. And if you look at the numbers, making 2.8 a game, taking 6.1, but that does include the last, you know, handful of games where he spiked. You know, he had a 10 attempts last time out. A couple games before that, he was 5-5, then 11, 10, 7, 8. There's some outliers, you know, on the high side and that are pushing that average up a little bit. If that comes down on the attempt side, and we know Dame's not afraid to, you know, just chuck from basically anywhere when he wants to. So you've got a guy who might be taking away some of the 3-point opportunities. It does get a little concerning around the 1.5, but again, 2.8 a game. I mean, it's tough to ignore that. He is shooting 46% from three to get there. So that's another thing that's probably going to come down some over, you know, the course of the season as he takes more, but it just seems like there's enough on it. 79% probably feels about right. I would put it below most of those unders, but I think it's at least playable here. What about the Branham one at just a half a three?
Yeah, just make one. Let's go. Again, we talked about a potential minute concern earlier. And referenced some of the games where he got, you know, he got 25 minutes his last outing. Branham played 6.5 minutes in pure garbage time in a blowout. So he could be a 20 minute max player. So I guess at this prop, I'm less concerned because he just made one, but that's just more context to the concern on the other prop. As long as he touched the court, it's like, I'm going to sweat his unders, but when he does get on the court, half of his shots will likely be from behind the arc. So he's going to be shooting. He's going to be looking for him. And this game script is really positive for him against a team like the Rockets, who also run the pace and shoot threes.
Yeah, the only real big total on the board tonight in our little three-game environment here definitely should be some chucking going on. In the sense of what he's done for the season, 17.1 minutes a night in his 11 appearances, 3.2 a game, making 0.7 a game. Only shooting 22.9% from behind the arc. So, you know, there's definitely room for improvement there. You'd like to see it. You'd like to see the volume, but he only needs to get us one. So I think there's enough there. Is there a piece of news from the San Antonio side that you would encourage you as far as his minutes go a little bit more? Like if we got, you know, Vassell's currently questionable, Richardson, McDermott, and Langford are all currently game time decision. It looks like most of those guys are trending toward playing, except for Vassell. But is there like a guy in that group that would be out that would lead you toward expecting more minutes for him, for Malachi here?
I think with Sochan Diop already out and Vassell, if he's closer to out, I think that's enough to trust in to almost 20 minutes a bit as a baseline. And then, yeah, if we lost Jay Rich, I get, you know, maybe he could push 25 minutes. So I think from where we're sitting, as long as he's active, he's got a real shot at being an active in this rotation and maybe be first or second guard off the bench or first or second guard wing off the bench. So I think we're sitting all right with the news that we're already having.
Okay, good. That'll be an interesting piece to look at for across DFS tonight, probably, because I can imagine that he's pretty cheap on most of the sites. Let's see. Let's look down the board here a little bit. Let's go to a star that got mentioned earlier, but on the other side, Nikola Jokic, sitting at a 7.5 prop for his assists. It's not one of the strongest ones on the board. It's slightly under 70%, but it is trending toward the over here. So what do we think of Jokic on the assists line?
Yeah, I think what I do like about this game for the Nuggets is it's just a 1-point spread. They're on the road, so they should, you know, fight and scratch for to stay competitive here. On the season for Jokic with Jamal Murray, without MPJ, Jokic has a 36% assist rate. That's pretty doggone good. That's like good. Yeah, that's Trey Young, DeJounte, Harden levels of assist rate. So if you put 35 minutes on that, you might get double digits assists. So I'm in on the over on that line. He's averaging about 9 on the season, and they've been a part of a couple games that got away. So I'd lean the over here. Yep.
Just looking at assist rate just for the season for the guys on just this slate, 38.8% for Jokic in just the pure form leads the entire slate, including guys like Dame Lillard, Kyle Lowry, you know, actual pure like point guard types, and leads it by 5 percentage points over Dame's 33 points.
It's so good.
That's how good he is. Yep. Ridiculous to get from a center. Let's flip back over. We'll take a look at some of the last couple of minutes here in the high caliber unders again. We talked through some Justice Winslow. What about Jabari Smith Jr. on the PRA? 25.5, 90% are on the board. Looks like another opportunity in that wide open game, but we do have the environment where, you know, could be a lot of scoring in that game. So what do you think of Jabari Smith on the PRA?
Yeah, the scoreboard scares me on this game for just about any under. And with Jabari, he looks like he's in line for a start here. They've been wonky with the front court. They've especially been wonky with managing Şengün's minutes. So no warm and fuzzies on what Silas is going to do. But Jabari seems like he could be one of the least usage guys on the starting five. Maybe he would be third in line, depending on who's all starting. His under looks really, really good, though, because he's not really that involved with shootings, just looking at the rebounds that you're sweating.
Okay, so yeah, and just looking at the numbers, 19.5 for the season, right about where we've got him projected, actually exactly what we've kind of projected to do. So we're basically saying he's going to do exactly what he's been averaging tonight as our as far as our numbers go. And that puts him, you know, a handful of points on the PRA below that 90%er, feels fairly comfortable there. Another one for Jokic on the other side. Now we did the overs on the assists. The under looks pretty strong on his rebounding prop, 13.5. I think this was one that might have come up in one of our recent shows, but 13.5, he's a great rebounder as well, but that is a pretty lofty total. What do we think of 13.5 rebounds for Jokic here?
Yeah, he's only averaging 10 a game on the season. The 1-point spread makes me think, you know, down to the wire, it could get a little gritty. But with the other side having Jeremy Grant, Yusuf Nurkic, mm-hmm. I think there's a chance, or not a chance, but it's less likely that this be one of the above average rebounding games. So I'm in agreement with the under, but as always, never warm and fuzzy on a Jokic under.
Yeah, totally with you on that. How do the Nurk under rebounds at 12.5 that we talked about at 93% and the Jokic under rebounds at 13.5, do those tie together negatively, positively in your mind? How do you, would you play them on the same card? How do those two unders tie together?
I mean, we could hope for a mid to low pace here. Could hope for high shot efficiency. Jokic is somebody that can play away from the basket. So maybe he's just not around to catch those long rebounds, and then that could drag Nurkic away from the basket as well. I think there's a couple routes that can go well. And then we mentioned Nurkic had 5 fouls last time they met. So did Jokic, and Jokic did it in 26 minutes. So there's an ability for some of these guys to lose a couple minutes if they're a little bit more physical on defense.
Yeah, knock one another off the basketball court. That's the quickest path to getting to these unders for sure. Yeah. That works. Let's throw one more. We're right up against 4 o'clock here, but let's throw one more out there for the folks. What about a guy who completely burnt me the other night, Caleb Martin, my pal Caleb Martin from the Miami Heat, sitting here on his PRA at 21.5. We've got him projected for a lowly 16.58, which sounds a lot more like the Caleb Martin than I know. What do we think of Caleb Martin here?
Yeah, with I guess we would for sure want to see what makes it through on that list of GTDs on the Miami Heat. Sure. But without Kyle Lowry at point, you might see more ball hoggish ball handling from a guy like Tyler Hero, and then Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo have been positively involved offensively. So don't expect Caleb Martin to be more than 9 or 10 shots. So in that regard, that'll keep the P part of the PRA down. And then he's not that active in the other categories as well.
The R and the A take care of themselves.
Yeah. So I would be there on the under as well. But like I said, just keep it on that injury report, because that's a nightmare every Heat slate.
Yeah, the Heat and the Pacers this year have just been killing me with some of the news, and just having every interesting piece and interesting backup that may or may not be in. It's just been, they've been the two brutal teams as far as I'm concerned so far this year. But looks like that's going to bring us up toward the end of the show here, gang. Make sure you're checking out BetMGM. Take advantage of that that offer that we've got up over there for the risk-free first bet up to $1,000. And doubly make sure that you're going over to No House Advantage and playing all these great slates that they're offering. It is a fun, competitive, interesting site to play on. And there's tons of money over there with the overlay and everything that they're running. $50 deposit match bonus as well from us. So make sure that you're taking advantage of these great offers. Gun, tell the people where they can find you.
Twitter, YouTube /Gundecker.
That's the man, folks. That's been Gundecker. My name's Terry McBride. This was the NHA Strategy Show, and it was Thursday the 8th. And that's all I've got to say. Good luck, gang.